Welcome to this podcast about Beaver Falls Creek and George Inlet in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Beaver Falls Creek is located on Revilla Gigedo Island on the western shore of George Inlet, 5.3 miles northeast of Ketchikan, Alaska. The local name was reported in 1915 by G.H. Canfield of the U.S. Geological Survey. The stream originates in an unnamed cirque lake between North Bird Peak and Mahoney Mountain, flowing east for about 4 miles through Upper Silvis Lake over Beaver Falls and then through Lower Silvis Lakes to George Inlet. The Beaver Falls Hydroelectric Project comprises two developments, one at Silvis Lake and the other at Beaver Falls. These projects are crucial for the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, providing approximately 30% of Ketchikan Public Utilities' total electricity generation requirements. The Silvis Lake Power Plant is a 2.1 megawatts project built in 1968 by Ketchikan Public Utilities to supply electricity to the city of Ketchikan. The Silvis development encompasses Upper Silvis Lake and its dam, a concrete spillway, a power conduit that includes a tunnel and penstock, a single-unit powerhouse, and a transmission line. The powerhouse is situated at the southwest end of Lower Silvis Lake, near the natural outlet of Upper Silvis Lake. Beaver Falls is a 5.4 megawatts facility owned and operated by Ketchikan Public Utilities. It consists of three generators built between 1947 and 1954. The development includes Lower Silvis Lake and Dam, a concrete spillway, Beaver Falls Creek Diversion Dam, two power conduits, a powerhouse, a switchyard, and a substation. The Beaver Falls Powerhouse, located along George Inlet's shoreline, is a reinforced concrete structure measuring approximately 30 feet by 147 feet by 25 feet high. It contains four horizontal shaft Pelton generating units, one of which is decommissioned. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.